The Idaho Statesman just wrapped up a multi-part series on the future of salmon in the region. The project began in May at the mouth of the Columbia River and followed the fish all the way to the Snake and into Idaho. During the series, reporter Rocky Barker talked to those affected by the fish and by the four lower Snake River dams that have become a flashpoint in the debate over their future. Salmon have to survive traveling over the dams, both from Idaho on the way to the Pacific Ocean and back upriver to spawn. Barker told Samantha Wright the solution to saving wild salmon is multifaceted.
We learned that the 25 years I've been looking at this issue, a lot of the things haven't changed, but there's a lot of things that are changing faster than we can hardly keep up. Certainly climate change is having a major impact on the salmon, on the whole ecosystem. Indeed, it's on our farming and on our electricity production. And that is going to have a major impact on the future of this species that really is at the heart. It's the icon of our region.
Do the fish have a future? Do the salmon in, you know, the ecosystem we have, do they have a future? Will they continue?
I think that's the point about where we're at right now. I think in terms of Idaho's wild salmon, I think the decision's going to be made in the next 5 years. We're kind of at an inflection point because the federal agencies who operate the dams that I learned on this kill about 40 to 50% of the baby salmon as they leave, even though they've done a pretty good job of improving survival through the dams over the course of the last decade. But what I've also learned is the biologists say it's not enough. And so the question is, will they survive in the short term? And many scientists tell me that the future of the migration route, the four dams that are on the Snake River in Washington, what we do about that may be the difference between those salmon survive or not.
So they may not survive if we don't get rid of the dams.
That's what the scientists tell us. They tell me that's the question ahead of us. And I don't think it's ever been placed that starkly ahead of our region. So we as a region will have to make the decision. So what else I learned is those four dams 20 years ago were far more important from an energy standpoint than they are today. They produce enough power to keep Seattle going for a year. But there's now a big surplus in the region. And because of the building of wind plants, solar plants, the power isn't as important, but they still remain critical as a wedge between when we're short on power, peaking. They have this peaking capacity for about 4 to 8 hours, and that's really important, and they back up the wind and solar.
You've been here a long time. You've been studying salmon a long time and reporting on salmon. Do you think that those four lower Snake River dams would come out, given the climate that we have?
I don't know, is my answer. Right now, that's what we as a region have to decide. We're going to have to decide it over the next 5 to 6 years. And what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to measure, do we want to save the wild fish in Idaho? And it's not just Idaho, of course. It's eastern Oregon and eastern Washington as well. Now, those are the most productive salmon left in the Columbia Basin. So this is the interesting thing is the scientists tell me we take those four dams out. They could see a fourfold increase in wild salmon returns if those dams come out. So with that kind of productivity, that means there's going to be more fish for towns like Riggins to bring in people to fish, more for the tribes, more for economics in general. So we're going to have to weigh the economics. We're going to have to weigh the cultural, the political. But the scientific, I think, is now clear.